The King's Palace. The Shul ought to be the most impressive structure in town. A town in which the homes are taller than the Shul will be destroyed, Rachmana Litzlan. When discussing the obligation to give Hashem the best of our possessions, the Rebbe related this principle to the building of a Shul. From the pasuk that says, Zeh keli va'anvehu, we learn that all mitzvahs should be fulfilled in a beautiful manner. How much more does this apply to a house of davening and learning? Thus, the Medrash specifies that gold was created especially for the Beis HaMikdash. That was its prime purpose. From this we learn that only after one has donated some of his gold to tzedakah is he himself also allowed to benefit from it. The same applies to a shul. After we have built a beautiful shul, we may build ourselves a comfortable home. To this the Rebbe added, if a person would claim that for davening and learning it is enough to have some kind of tent, as Yaakov Avinu had, while his own residence is built lavishly, is that befitting? On another occasion, the Rebbe noted that since enormous sums are spent on building all kinds of other centers, there should be increased efforts to build houses for davening and learning. In preparation to build his shul, the Tzaddik Reb Shalom of Belz stayed awake for 1,000 nights learning Torah and reaching great ruchniyistika heights. His Rebbetzin stood nearby attending to his needs, and if he fell asleep for more than 30 minutes, she would wake him up. On the 1,000th night, he was overcome by a deep sleep. But the Rebbetzin did not let him succumb, for on that night he finally attained the level for which he had waited so long. When the shul was finally being built, the tzaddik himself would often take part in the construction, laying bricks with deep kavana. His older brother, Reb Leib Shrekeach, then visiting Belz, expressed his disapproval. Reb Shalom shared with him its significance and concluded, "If I had the ability, I would build the entire edifice myself. But since I don't have the energy to do so, I'm doing whatever I am able to do." On Yud Zayin Elul Tavshin Memches, a groundbreaking for the expansion of 770 took place, in which the Rebbe participated, wearing Shabbos clothing and delivering a sicha on the significance of the event. The Rebbe explained that every edifice must be based on a foundation of Kedusha, and that in order to build, there must be a groundbreaking, the breaking of one's yeshus, the realization that the power to build comes from Hashem. The Rebbe then dug a hole in the ground, placed the foundation stone inside, covered it with earth, and finally distributed dollars for tzedakah to all those present. One should show respect to a shul by keeping it clean, as is done in the palaces of mighty kings. Indeed, there have been great tzaddikim who would sweep the floor in front of the Aron Kodesh with their beard. Some say that by virtue of doing so, the grandfather of Rashi was blessed with this illustrious grandson. The Rebbe often reminded his listeners about the upkeep of the shul. He pointed out that a shul should be respected as the Beis HaMikdash was, and according to some sources, this obligation is min ha-Torah. Whenever the shul at 770 was not properly cleaned, the Rebbe expressed pain over this, and would at times bend down himself to pick up litter. Once the Rebbe said, if someone were to leave litter on the floor of his home, he would be perceived as crazy. Yet, when litter lies on the floor of his shul, he does nothing to clean it up. On another occasion, the Rebbe commented, when a child causes a mess at home, his parents are quick to admonish him. How much more so should this apply to the Kedusha of a shul, which is the home of Hashem? Once, when the Rebbe came into the shul, he noticed some litter that had been pushed under the bima. He bent down, picked it up, and placed it on the table where he sat, until someone took it away. The Rebbe commented, there's no point in hiding litter somewhere, for Hashem sees it there as well. In the course of his travels, Reb Meir Premishlaner once went to daven in a shul that was in a state of dire neglect. As soon as he opened the door, he exclaimed in the words of Yaakov Avinu, Ma noira hamakim hazeh, ein zeh kiim beis alikim. How dreadful is this place! This is no other than the house of Hashem. The chassidim who accompanied him assumed that with these words, the holy Reb Meir was expressing some profound ruchniyistika insight. Seeing that they had not understood him, he explained, this place is indeed dreadful. It is dangerous to walk around in here. It must be the house of Hashem, for I see that there is no one responsible for caring about its upkeep, unlike the other homes in town which seem to be in proper condition.